password, so if it shows up through the
door.
I got you. I might mess up on that too, as soon as I do that. But it'll just ask you for the password.
Gentlemen, our microphones are on. And we are live. This is the 2012 Board of Equalization. And as the past chairman of the Board of Equalization, I would call this meeting to order and call on Donna Neely, our county clerk, for the first order of business. Donna?
Gentlemen, if you will, stand and raise your right hand. Will each of you, as members of the County Board of Equalization of Taney County, Missouri, solemnly swear that you will discharge your duties according to law as members of the above-named board to the best of your ability, so help you God?
I'm here.
Okay. Thank you. Start passing this around. Our next order of business is to elect a new chairman, to have a nomination.
Nominate Rod Hausman.
Second.
We have a nomination to second. Anyone else, or would you like to close the nominations?
Motion to make nominations cease.
Second that.
Okay. All in favor of Ron Hausman as our chairperson?
Sure.
Show of hands, please.
Who made the motion?
I did.
Ron did? All carried with the exception of James Strahan did not vote. Okay, motion passed.
Did you ask for those who were opposed to that?
Anybody opposed to that?
Too late now.
Sorry about that. That'd be James.
No.
Just kidding, public.
Let me, thank you, Donna.
Yeah.
Do we elect a vice chairman?
No.
There's nothing in statutes, but you have done that before.
Did your assistant swear you in?
Let me note that technically we are going to be just a couple more minutes as they're working on our computers so that we can all look at the same information. And we've not had air conditioning today. Did I hear someone say that?
Glenn fixed it.
They do have it fixed. Okay.
Would you like the fan to continue or turn off? Feels pretty good, huh?
Let's leave it on for a bit.
Mr. Chairperson, I'm going to be leaving the room. My deputies, Christy Smith and Lynn Winnicke, will be filling in for me today as I'm going to be working on elections. Okay.
Thank you. Christy, while we're waiting for just a moment, can you give us a rundown of what our agenda is for today?
Okay. What kind of information would you like? We have appointments from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock, and then you have a one-hour review period that you have rescheduled from 4 to 5.
Let me announce that currently at 4 o'clock, we're going to reconvene as the Taney County Commission in executive session, and then we're going to open executive session to a public session regarding the county salary study.
Your first appointment, I'm not sure if you can see them yet, is the Coopers, Richard, Sarah, and then Mark and Marjorie Nichols. And this is a teleconference meeting.
The first one is?
Yes. And you can see their number right there on the screen.
And the number that I will use?
631.
Because of the extension code.
Oh.
Is that what you're asking for, Ron? The long distance code?
Yep. Are we close to all being able to pull this first one up? And Mark, I'm assuming I'll just click on Cooper right here? No. So there it is. And I can got a mouse?
Might grab a couple.
Presiding Chairman, are we just going to vote, hear the cases here to get caught up on then vote at the end of the day? What's your thoughts?
I think whatever the this one, whatever the board's druthers are is what we need to do.
Did we affect those case by case in years past, and if they're very simple, we vote on them, and if they're not, we pass them until the end of the day or later on.
My only recommendation to the chairman is that this being an even numbered year, there's a lot more limitations that the Board of Equalization has versus an odd number of years based on statute. So.
Each one of those can be explained as they're presented, and we may not even have to take action or can take action.
So, gentlemen, on this first one that we're looking at, I see the BOE number. In order to get into the property, do we click on historical data, or where do we go?
Just double-click on it, and it'll pull up the information.
You can click on the link, you can click on the evidence, you can click any of those, and it will open a new window.
Double-click?
Huh? Or just single-click. And that'll be the letter that they wrote.
Okay.
Can I borrow that for one second? Just
yeah.
Just get you those spreadsheets.
So you and this is the letter they wrote to you. And once you're done with that, just close that window out. You can open it on when you click in their link.
Shall we call? Let me ask to refresh my memory. Last year at the Board of Equalization, did we establish a base amount within this subdivision? And before I call, this is the Branson Hills Development.
Yes, yeah, you did.
That is the amount that's here, that base amount that was established?
Yes.
Have there been any reductions?
Yes, anyone that presented an appraisal. I think that was, what bank is that?
That was last year, not this year. Though.
Right.
Last year.
He's asking if there's any.
Right. The only additions were if the bank had appraised recently that we could use that appraisal, otherwise it was based at 61, I think.
Right.
Golf front was something else.
Right. You guys said that. Back
yeah.
Back. I clicked 9 before dialing.
What do you want to do? What do you do?
Yeah. And 1
different
long distance.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
This.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did a while ago.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Great. It is a 631, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm seeing up there. 669-10-51.
Please enter your account code.
I was just told to make it available,
so.
You
do it.
Okay.
I'll look at
it. You're Jeff, right?
Yeah.
So this is your spreadsheet, I guess, up there.
Yes, Jeff.
Doing your notes in, right?
All right. Yeah, sure.
There you go.
All so right. This property is two different owners?
Please enter your account code.
Right.
All
right.
Here's what I'm calling.
Yeah, I'm not going to use this.
Yes, is this Mr. Cooper?
Yes, sir, it is.
Mr. Cooper, I'm sorry we're a little late. We had a little technical difficulty. This is Rod Houseman with the Board of Equalization. And to let you know, all 5 members of the Board of Equalization are here, as well as the assessor and a representative from the county clerk's office. And we have in front of us the letter that you have sent regarding the assessment on a parcel of property in the Branson Hills development.
Yes, it is.
And if there is something else you want to add to this, what I have and what it states is that you had applied for and received an assessment reduction to $61,011, but you feel it's still generously over-assessed. You also
yes,
admit,
yes, in my letter I had a listing of 6 properties in the Branson Hills development that sold in the last year. It shifted in the package that I sent you, or in an additional letter that I sent your office.
Give me just a second. You pulled up those letters.
They're up here, too.
That's not called the press.
There's the MLS listings.
Because it's right here.
There you go.
Where do I find that here in this system?
Wait a minute.
Comparables?
That's
where I was. Which is the letter? Which is the letter? Okay, we've also got it up on the screen so that we can see what you're going to share with us. If you'd like to go through this with us.
Sure.
Mr. Cooper, we're not able to get in through our computers, so I'm looking up at the what we have on the wall. And you have, as you said, established or sent some comparables, right?
Yes, from a Mr. Eric Huffman, who is associated with HCW Realty at Branson Landing. He sent me an email with lists of six properties that sold in Branson Hills within the last year, ranging in price from about $9,900 to $20,000. There were six sales that he enclosed in his email. I sent a second letter, to one of the ladies working in the Board of Equalization named Christy. I don't know her last name.
We have her right here.
Yeah. Oh, you do? You did find it, yes.
No, we have her here.
Right, okay. Yeah, she might remember me, maybe not.
She's reviewing the documents that she has. You've got the copy of an email that was sent to him from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the email. It's actually up farther where you can see that he sent it.
Okay, so Eric has sent some sales that were comparables. These are all within Branson Hills Development?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
James, do you have any comparables?
Thing that's going to be relevant here is the sales that this Board of Equalization used versus the sales being provided today. Those sales was not relevant to January 1, 2011. By statute, this Board of Equalization is to make a value on property based on January 1, 2011, even though it is in 2012. That's just strictly law. Reassessment occurs every odd year, and it has since 1986. And the even-numbered year retains the value of the odd-numbered reassessment year. And so that's the information provided this Board of Equalization last year that established the values in Branson Hills was based on January 1, 2011 sales. So in answer to your question, yes, there was ample sales provided last year to this Board of Equalization to establish the value they did.
Mr. Cooper, we're reviewing the information that's in front of us.
Okay.
While we're doing that, and we see what you have sent from Mr. Huffman, I think you probably... Is there a speaker over there from this to you?
Yeah, it's right
I'm
right
there.
It's right
on
James's head right there.
Oh.
My question was, were you able to hear what the assessor had to say?
I think, if I heard correctly, it was a little bit faint that you change the assessment every other year. I don't know if that was correct.
Well, that's not a rule of the county other than the county is following what Missouri law dictates. James, is that what I'm saying?
That's correct.
We are, as the Board of Equalization, going to take a look at all pieces of property that come before us. And we're going to make a determination. You are the very first person that we have spoke to in 2012.
Okay.
And it's my suggestion to this group that as we have others come before us, that we take a look at this body. If we have several rather than one alone. Nathan, Danny, does that sound all right to you? Mr. Cooper, my point to you is I will call you back and share information with you. Either that or I'll have the county clerk's office send you a letter directly. That won't be something that's distant in the future. It'll probably be within a week. Is that good, Christy?
Okay, I may be away. My wife and I will be going away this end of this week, and we'll be away for about a week and beyond that.
It'll be a letter. It won't be a phone call, Mr. Housman.
He said it, in fact, will be a letter, and we will address that. We may be able to address that before you leave.
Okay. If not, would I be able to call you back? I think we're leaving. My wife and I are leaving this Friday, the 6th of July. The 6th, and we'll be back July 12th, I believe. I'll follow whatever instructions you provide. My question is, will the current assessed value of $61,000, will that be able to be reduced?
We're going to have that discussion.
Okay. And at the appropriate time, you will apprise me of your decision.
Christy, your phone number is?
417-546-7249.
No, just tell me.
724-9.
Okay, Mr. Cooper, if we don't reach you in the time allotted before you leave, call Christy, whom you talked with before, at 417-546-7249.
417-546-7249. The last four digits were 7249, so it's 546-7249.
That's correct.
Okay. The other board member I heard in the background, are we allowed to have a grievance every year, or is it every other year?
You can have a grievance every year that there's a Board of Equalization, which is every year.
Okay, sure. Okay. Okay. All right. So I'll if you can reach me, fine. If not, I will call Christy perhaps when we get back from our little trip. And I think I did speak to her at one other time when I sent the additional information to the board.
Well, she is here, and she's hearing this conversation. So if, in fact, we don't get a hold of you right away, you feel free to call her.
Sure. Undoubtedly, when my wife and I return from a little trip. I appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's our motion from last year.
That's our motion from last year on this issue.
Next, Christy.
Next, we have the Bouchards, Thomas and Linda.
Is that you?
No, they're the Davises.
Okay, they're the Davises.
It's right. Going to be a teleconference.
To get to them on here, I'd love to be able to click on the name.
Click on 115. Don't change it to 115. There's the Billy evidence to see what their statements are.
Got it.
But what I'd love to be able to do, I can do, isn't it? Phone number is?
117.
Yes?
544-0879.
544-0879. Hello? Yes, is Mrs. Bouchard?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman at the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
And I have with me all the Board of Equalization board members. There are five, the county assessor and staff from the county clerk's office. And we are in receipt of a letter that you sent the Board of Equalization regarding an assessment on a parcel of property.
Yes. Just a minute. I'm going to pass the phone to my husband.
Don't you wake him up.
Hello?
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Board of Equalization.
Yes, hi.
Uh-huh. How are you today?
Well, fine, thank you.
I don't know if you heard what I told your wife, but all five members of the Board of Equalization are here. I guess I should say six of the seven. The assessor is one of those, and the representative from the county clerk's office. And we have your appeal for an assessment on a parcel of property?
Yes.
And we are just now looking at that. We've called it up on our computers.
Uh-huh.
Is this also in the Branson Hills development?
Yes, sir.
And I'm just finishing what, let's see. Let me let you know, since you're on the speakerphone, that you're free to make any comments about this parcel of property that you want to, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and we'll address this issue.
Okay. I had submitted this appeal, I guess, for consideration, just informal consideration, as you're assembled right now. Back late last fall, I guess it was December the 6th. And with that, I sent a cover letter, which I assume that you have. And, you know, I won't waste your time by going through that in its entirety unless you have questions. And then I also attached some documentation showing values for adjacent lots, you know, to try to demonstrate a possible inequity. So, I mean, I can go through the letter I have in front of me. On the other hand, if the individual's seated around your table, if they have it, I won't waste.
Well, let me ask you a question first.
Yeah.
Jim, the motion that was made at the last DOE last year, that was addressing appraised or subjected?
That was the appraised value. The motion itself last year excluded any parcels with structures. The controversy we're having, this is the second call of two so far, is that we didn't change developer discount lots, and that's the comparison that we're getting, and that's the controversy that's happening. Is Mr. Huffman is showing lots that of his appraised value versus the other lots. So,
really?
Yeah. So that's what the 20,000.
The only thing I could say is that, you know, with respect to our property, I really couldn't show any other comparables because on our street there's nothing but lots.
Right.
And frankly, there just hasn't been any, you know, very, very limited construction activity. In the Country Club Estates where our home is at, we built our home, well, just a little over 2 years ago, and I don't think there's been a house finished since then. So it's hard to have comparables with lots that have structures on them. But, you know, my concern was how the value of our lot, how that played into our entire assessment. I mean, I'm not trying to make any argument about the actual value of our house that sits on our lot because I don't have access to, you know, comparables or anything, but just looking at how the value of lots have changed because I know our particular lot, we paid $90,000 for it, and I know the lot adjacent to it is assessed at $3,200 right now.
Mr. Bouchard, this is James Strahan, the assessor. Did you purchase your house or do you have it built?
We had it built, sir.
What was the total cost of having it built?
Without the lot, the actual cost of construction, as I recall, was like about, I'm going to say about $375,000.
Well, in determining value for this board, land versus structure, they're trying to achieve market value. No matter how you get to that value, and there's other lots within that subdivision that's valued. Actually, I think we'll have one here in a minute that's valued at $150,000 based on structure to vacant land value. But if you built that for $375,000, if you added $60,000 to that, you would be asking this board to pull away from a $435,000 house because of a land value. And their job here is determine market value of the property, not picking an individual item on that property and trying to make an adjustment to it. Or that's my belief.
Well, I know our particular property is not golf course frontage. It's an inward road, and I understand your point, you're looking at one value, I guess. I was just looking at the numbers that were posted on the assessor's website, and there was a value for the actual construction, and then there was a value shown for the lot.
But I believe you're asking this board to lower your value to 60% of what it true actually cost to put in there.
Well, I think what I'm doing, I'm trying to make the point that on the website's report, it showed the value, and I think it's calculated at, what is it, 19% or something like that. But anyway, the land's shown at $90,000, and there's just no way, there's not any lot out here that's valued at that now. I mean, things have changed dramatically as far as property.
Is the value we have on that lot 90?
Mm-hmm. And that would be reflective in 2013 reassessment of the decreasing values in Branson Hills.
Did you explain it? Has anyone explained to him what that process is on the 2 year?
It's redone every 2 years, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that puts us in a.
And is this an odd year? Is that what you're saying?
Every odd numbered year, yes. We have reassessed.
But I mean, this is an odd year of the 2 year cycle.
This is the even year, 2012.
Okay, is this the year where everything is reassessed?
No, next year.
An in-between year.
Yeah.
Instead of an odd year, maybe a better way to say it is this an in-between year?
Yes, this is the even numbered year.
Uh huh.
That nothing occurs unless it's declared erroneous or a mistake.
Well, I don't know where we leave this, I guess. And is what you're saying, nothing can really be changed or reconsidered until you get at the end of the 2 year cycle? Despite how market conditions might change, is that?
We have all those market conditions. I've got every sale you're referring to right here in a sales study, and those will be put in with other sales that have of comparable properties, and then it will be determined on vacant lots. A new value will appear out there. But that same value won't be applied to a $400,000 home, throwing it out of compliance down to a value of 60% of what it costs to build.
Well, this is not a $400,000 home. It may be what we paid for, but there's not anybody that would pay that for a 2,400-square-foot house.
Mr. Bouchard,
Yeah.
We have, as I'm looking down the list of properties that we're going to be looking at, a number that are within this subdivision in this area.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take a look at this in mass to see if there are any decisions that we need to make that are contrary to the decisions that we made a year ago.
Yeah, and that's fair enough.
And we will, sir, get back with you. I just talked to another individual who owns a lot and lives out of state, but we're going to look at all these properties and where we have them set, what we can do under Missouri law, and try to be just as fair as we can about the job that we need to do.
Right. And that's why I wanted to try to handle this informally, because I respect what you're trying to do, and I know it's a tough situation. I know people want services, and services cost money, and the money's large, you know, as it's based on property values, assessed value comes into place, and if values deteriorate, less revenue comes in, but how do you provide all the services? And I understand how it works, and I respect the work that you have to do, and you know, wouldn't ask anything more than just to be, you know, considered fairly along with everybody else, and from what you described, that's what you're trying to do.
We're going to do our best to do that. One of the odd situations that we're in is that the county doesn't have a property tax. The property taxes are shared by the schools, fire districts, and other entities, city, et cetera. So we're kind of sitting from what we at least believe to be an objective perspective, and that's how we're going to continue. So with that said, do you, any of you gentlemen, have anything else to say? We have this. We'll keep it. I'm making a note on it, and we will bring it back up, and we will contact you by letter, hopefully within a week, sir.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. I, you know, regardless of the outcome, I couldn't expect anything more than that. That sounds very fair. So thank you for looking at it.
Thank you, Mr. Bouchard.
You bet. Bye now.
Next, we have Larry and Jolene Richards.
Hold on just a second. Go ahead.
Well, I know I brought it up last year, and I still believe that having a structure on that lot does not change the lot value. That we went around on it last year, but I don't see how we can set those lots at $90,000 with a structure when the lot right next to it.
Hmm? How are you going to maintain value?
Well, that's why you tax the structure.
Well, he just said he had $460,000 in that home, and we go to dropping the land value, you're going to have to increase the grade value or something else to maintain that value.
But
even in
what,
even in your appraisal world, you can't just say, well, this lot's worth $5,000, so it's sitting on so we've got a $470,000 house sitting on a $5,000 lot because of some foreclosure sales on vacant lots.
Well, the other problem is the lot right next to this house is vacant, and it's owned by Ozark Mountain Bank and not by a developer, which we know what the developer position on that, but that's assessed at appraised at $20,000, so it's even appraised wrong.
Right.
That's the complicated measure of trying to take action on this in this deal whenever you have the bank owning so many lots that are anywhere from $3,500 to $20,000.
And the bank's appraisal came in on all their vacant lots that was in the undeveloped area. Their appraisal came into you guys last year at $57,900 on about 14 or 18 or 20 some odd lots by a certified appraiser.
I remember.
Yeah, that appraisal was turned over to you guys for evidence when you set those values.
But I think the point is it's also very difficult for him to sit there next to a lot that's
$20,000. It's the same
dollars. I thought we set the lots within the subdivision at non-golf course 71.
60.
61.
Right.
Golf course is 78.
Eight. Mm-hmm. But you also left the developer lots alone. Mm-hmm. You didn't run them to $78,000.
Not from a lack of trying.
But that was your decision. It wasn't my decision. That was you.
So are we offering to make that decision today?
Yeah, it's up to you. It's an even numbered year. You do whatever you want to do.
Well, the bank lots, a specific note right here.
I think a lot's a lot. I mean, that's what I think. Depending on who, it doesn't matter who owns it, it's still the same value of the lot. To be consistent, I would like to see all of them at 61 or all at 78, since that's what we established.
But all you're fixing to do is break every developer in Taney County.
But the State Tax Commission said we can't do a developer discount
law. Oh, yeah, there's a little more I found out about that.
Okay.
I found out a little more about their saying that we can't do that.
Okay.
Well, without getting into the developer lot stuff, I mean, that... I'll say it one more time, then I'll drop it. I still, even with the structure on there, I think they should be even with that.
Okay. I understand where you're coming to, but all studies, Jeff, in Taney County, and you can run them yourself as an appraiser.
Right.
With sold lots versus lots with structures will be 20% vacant land value to structure value.
Well, you're basing that on?
All sales throughout Taney County. It's based on, we're actually at 26% right now, even with the recession. So 20% of a $460,000 home is a $92,000 lot under it. that fits all other. Just take that. There's never another sale.
Paid $375 for the house.
He did, but he paid $90 for the lot. He paid $465,000 for his setup and is wanting us to lower it to $265,000.
I think you're double dipping with your numbers.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. He said, structure only, I got $375,000. That was his testimony.
So don't you take a quarter of that?
Right. Okay, I see where you're coming from.
Which would be about $90,000 or a touch over. Yeah.
I mean...
But that's building cost of 3 years ago, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But, and what's the assessed at today? It was
$294,000, I think.
Larry and Jolene Richards. This is also Branson Mills.
They're right there.
No. That's the Davises.
Is this a call also?
This is a teleconference.
Let me jump over to that one.
I tried to group them by subdivision. We will have a few Branson Hills properties tomorrow, however, just to make you aware.
Okay, this is a lot. It's not cleared. Purchase price $135,000. Feels that the market value is $10,000. Ready?
Please enter your account code.
Mr. Richards?
Yes.
This is with Ron Houseman. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, how you doing?
Good. I have you on speakerphone. I have the five members. We will have five in just a couple minutes. Of the Board of Equalization here, the county assessor, and a representative from the county clerk's office.
Okay.
And we have your information in front of us regarding your appeal on the valuation of a vacant lot in Branson Hills.
Correct.
We'd like you to address that, if you would, and we'll try to follow along on with what we have in front of us and what we have thrown up on the wall.
Okay. You know, my position is, you know, one, of course, you know, HCW is bankrupt, and they just walked away from the project. And they didn't complete the phase five, which is where our lot is. We don't have any services up there. The road isn't complete. I had the electric company give me a bid last summer when I was up there to what it would take just to electrify my lot. And it was $43,000 that I had to pay. And, of course, I had already had the lot cleared and everything. I was going to build a house there. And but now I don't have water, don't have sewer. Well, they say I got it up there, but my understanding is it has never been approved or tested. No lights, no electric, and so there's I have no way of selling it or no way of building on it. It has no, you know, basically it has no value to anyone right now the way it is. And I don't think, in talking to the people associated with HCW, that there is any plans whatsoever to do anything further regarding the property. until, I guess, the bank forecloses on it, and whenever they choose to do that, if they choose to do that. I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, I'm 71 years old, and I'm stuck with a piece of property up there that I'm paying CID dues on it and property taxes on it, and there's really nothing to show for it. And as far as I don't know what I paid for it, you know, that's a joke. And it has no value to me, and I don't think it has any value to anyone else in the current status. Anyway, that's my position, and I hope you people think about it and understand that it's a lost cause.
James, if we treated last year all of the various areas within the subdivision, these different phases, the same, didn't we? Or did we?
Yes, this was a golf course, evidently a lot.
I'm having a real hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now, sir?
Yeah, talk up just a little bit, would you?
I will, absolutely.
This is one of the lots that actually drove the values up. In Branson Hills, this lot was purchased at $135,000 in 2008. But we made that adjustment down from the $135,000 to $78,000 set by the Board of Equalization in 2011, showing a decline in the economy and that the lots had actually dropped in value by a tremendous amount. But then this appeal is basically over you guys as BOE, and you're the ones that established the value last year at $78,000.
Any members of the board want to address this?
The assumption was they have full utilities to the lot. Do we have utilities to the lot, James?
No, not that I know of. I've not been to this particular lot.
Because I made the motion last year making the assumption that this had full utilities, both electricity and sewer and water, and I don't know the condition of this specific lot. But that was the premise of the motion from last year.
The only thing I know is, Jim, it was in the study, and you actually dropped the value of this lot by...
Half, almost half.
Almost half.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Richards, you are the third person we've spoke with since 1 o'clock, and all three properties have been in the same subdivision. The other two were in areas that I believe do have utilities, so they've got homes on them. But let me tell you that we're going to take a look at this subdivision. We are bound, in a sense, by property values of January 1, 2011, because of the way the reassessment laws are written. However, what you have brought to us certainly is a unique, or certainly is different than what the other individuals have brought to us. So we're going to take a look at this subdivision, and we will, in fact, get back with you.
Okay.
And if any member here feels differently than I do, by the way, you're on speakerphone, so we can all hear you.
Okay, thank you. Just for your information, I was a builder there in Kimberly City area for a few years, and my son currently is a builder. In fact, he's built three houses there in that property. He has one under construction right now, so he's fairly knowledgeable as to what the properties are selling for out there. And he told me that there was some lots out there that were listed for $10,000 now. And I'm not sure if you're aware of that or not.
We have a complete list of what properties have been selling for that the assessor has provided, and probably some that have been provided outside source from those who are sending us information that the assessor may or may not have, but we have access to a lot of the sales within that area.
Well, I'm sure you did. I just he just keeps me appraised as what's going on up there and what's happening, and it's, you know, it's just kind of disheartening, really, because it's such a beautiful property and it's in an ideal location to. And I understand this is happening all over the United States. It's not a unique situation, but in that particular location, it's just very disheartening.
Well, Mr. Richards, we are going to look through all of this, and our goal is to treat everyone fairly and equitably, and we will hopefully, I'm looking over at Christy, within the week notify you of any changes that we are making.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking your time to talk to me and listen to my story. I know it's a tough job in this economy to try to equalize anything, but it's just a bad situation out there, and I hate it. I hate it for everybody. I've talked to all of the owners there in Phase 5. We've had conversations back and forth about what to do, and everyone is kind of completely befuddled. They don't, you know, no one knows what to do. You know, we all paid $100,000+ for those lots, and we don't have anything to show for it, and probably not for the near future either. But anyway, all of you, I appreciate you listening to me, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Got a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
One, all the values we place are what the properties were worth January 1, 2011, correct?
Well, it was what we established.
Correct, based off
no,
that.
No, but I mean, if we change that, we've got to base it on what actual value was January 1, 2011. And secondly, when did HCW go broke? Was it after January 1, 2011?
HCW doesn't own the subdivision. HCW is in great shape. It's
okay.
Owned by Branson Hills.
All right.
LLC.
Who?
It's a separate company.
Whoever he said was broke. When did that happen? Was it after January 1, 2011? Is my point. Or is my question?
Yes.
So you're saying? I mean, obviously, I don't know you from Adam. You don't know me, but is whoever he said was defunct, they went defunct after January 1, 2011.
It was turned back to the Bank of Settlement in August of 2000.
Okay.
Let's, Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Would you all like to join us if you come up to this microphone, podium?
We purchased a home in August 1 of 2011, so we didn't have the opportunity to approach you all at that time. So we're here for this time. We purchased a home, and we have included the sales contract where we paid $500,000 for the home and property. And, of course, our assessed value is much higher than that.
Yes, 600. $662,000.
So we think the price that we paid should be used as the basis for our taxation.
That would
show fair market value. Yeah. Okay. Because you state that the overvaluation, the standard value of a buyer willing and a seller willing to.
The value of this home when put on was too cheap. All you have to do is look at the square foot cost at $60.27 a square foot on this grade of home. But due to market conditions, and it is allowable, I've had many cases in the past that the State Tax Commission has said a sale of a property is the most indicating value of what the value is worth, the property is worth. I'd make a recommendation that we drop the value of this home. I don't want to put it directly as sale price. Sale price is not exactly, because it's not an appraisal. You would have done better by bringing an appraisal. That way they could compare it to $500,000 homes. I'm just trying to keep this relevant to what's happened to that home.
I actually personally believe that I couldn't get $500,000 out of it today.
Right. That's why I wished you'd have had an appraisal, but I do recommend to this board that we drop this house somewhere to the range of $550,000.
Can I have a question?
Yes.
Did you finance this?
No.
You paid cash?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's
was there an appraisal done?
No,
because it cost extra money, and saving money.
Okay, so you just paid. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was listed for $449 when we bought it, and we had just lost a home in foreclosure because we didn't bid enough, and so we raised the price that we thought would get through.
To get the house. So.
Yeah, to get the house.
We have the same problem on the lot, and. Our lot on our taxes is listed as $150,000, and a bank owns a property next to ours, exactly the same lot, and we've negotiated down to this point that they'll sell it to us for $25,000, and we believe they'll go even lower. But I've heard your other conversations, so you don't need to consider that. I'm just throwing it in as there's another example that the value of the lots there right now are not worth much.
If you look at their closing statement, this is an arm's-length transaction from person to person. This is not bank involvement that many of your other cases have been involved with.
Your recommendation, James, was $550,000?
Yes, sir, in that range. Yes, sir. Strictly because it has a current sale, it's an arm's length transaction, and it could be called erroneous based on the sale. The other properties is all speculatory that you've heard earlier. It's a like property may be sold for this, a like property may be sold for that. This is the true property, the property sold itself.
I'm going to move that we set value at BOE number 2012-60008 at $500,000 purchase price, since it was a arm's length transaction.
When you say $500,000, are you talking about
total value?
Total value of the property,
right?
That includes the lot.
Correct, and that's the assessor break it out, however, but since it was an arm's length transaction.
James, when you're taking it down to 550, did you have any idea how you're going to split that from improvements in land?
I'll just put it on at whatever. I'll take it as a ratio to 20% structure value. I'll lower the structure value to where we got at least 20% on the land. I know all these arguments are coming true here, but we can't be putting $500,000 homes on $10,000 worth of land. There's nowhere in the appraisal world that fits. But we'll break it down. Is this on the golf course?
Yes.
We could probably put the land at $78,000 and then work the structure value around it till we get to the $20,000. 20% of what it's worth.
The motion in front of us established the value of the overall property at $500,000. Is there a second?
No, $550,000.
No, my motion was $500,000.
$500,000.
Because I don't have any justification for $550,000. I have justification for $500,000.
Okay, but there's something that I don't understand, and I'd have to ask you all.
Sure.
You confused me a little bit with the statement that you made, that you bought this property, it was listed for $449,000, and you give $500,000 because you didn't want to lose it.
Was that with a bidding war? Is that what you're talking about, a bidding war?
Yes. We had just went through in Branson North. We waited 6 months for a house to come out of bankruptcy, and when we were sure we were going to get it, and five other people thought they were going to get it too. And it went for more than they had asked for it before it went into bankruptcy.
And the realtor told us right off the bat we couldn't buy it for $449,000, so we were ready to buy a house.
We've been looking for a year and a half, and we were tired, so we made a bid, and they got it.
I'm just a little confused about the fact that I understand what you're talking about in a bidding war, but what this was a person-to-person transaction instead of a bank foreclosure or a company foreclosure or...
Correct. Now, we've got the documents with us where they signed it.
Right. I'm just trying to put a value on it. I'm trying to do...
value was peace of mind and to satisfy my wife. we were after a year and a half, I had to do something, and our realtor said, if you want this house, you're going to have to offer $500,000, and I offered it, and he took it.
Again, is there a second to the motion?
I will second it.
And that's to set it at 500.
Correct.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the value of this property at 500,000. Discussion?
Is that about what you got? I mean, is that where you guys were thinking?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, you're talking fair market value, and that's a buyer and a seller agreeing, and that's what I feel like we have.
But I know where Jeff's coming from. We have that all the time. We have people come in and buy a lot somewhere, and they decide that they give too much for the lot. And there was a legal transaction from person A to person B, and then they say, well, really, it wasn't worth that. We just got caught.
We've never seen these people. We have no idea who they are. We would know if they walked in the room. You know?
Right.
So we
I understand. Is that what you're thinking, Jeff?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
They had a realtor and we had a realtor.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You will also receive notification from Christy here that will show you on paper that we have done that today.
We thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, folks. Christy, next.
Next, we have the Greens at Branson Hills.
Gentlemen, let me get that called up here. This will be the first one today that's asked us to increase, right?
Excuse me? Yeah.
Speak in here.
Just check it. You will identify yourself for the record. And,
yes, Rick Huffman with the Greens at Branson Hills LLC. Thank you. We're here today to ask to reduce the valuation on the Greens We submitted, I think, all the pertinent information to state our case. Hopefully you've had a chance to review some of it. The Greens is a 54-unit low-income housing tax credit program, Section 42, generally referred to. The rents per unit are fixed at $470 per month on this property. And to shortcut it, if you go through the valuation using a 6.5% capitalization rate for the rents, it gives the property a value of $1,510,000, which would lower the overall taxes, assessed value to $287,000, and tax per unit down to $200-some per unit, I believe, is in the application. This is the way in the past the county has taxed us on the other low-income housing projects that we also have in the county, such as Valley Ridge and Ridgecrest Residences. Two other properties in Branson. So we're asking that these properties obviously don't have much cash flow, and all the subject matter we used has been what the MHDC, Missouri Department of Housing, information that we've received on how they value. And we also put the form 2013 in here, which shows the cost and everything of the units.
Same percentage used.
Pretty much the same percentage. Yes, Danny.
Within a percent.
Yeah. How we do this of the other ones.
Right.
Yeah.
How did we do this last year? Do we pass them all on to the state?
You passed them all on.
Pass them all to the state tax commission last year.
There's still that court case pending. Actually, the court case won in Butler County, and the housing development has taken it on to the Court of Appeals, and they're waiting on a Court of Appeals decision, and we have been waiting some time.
And I did look that case up, James, and it shows it's not in the Court of Appeals right now. Couldn't find it.
Where's
it
at?
In Butler County. I was going to call you, forgot to do that, but we need to get that case number because I checked the record and couldn't find anything that case was still out there, by the way.
Couldn't find a conclusion even?
Couldn't even find the case.
You couldn't find it in circuit?
Mm-hmm. Circuit or appeals on it.
Well, that
because I'd called MHDC and asked if they knew about the case, and they didn't know about the case. So I went on CaseNet and searched as much as I could through the Internet and couldn't find the case. So I don't know what happened to it. I looked for some help on that one.
Didn't we get a letter from the State Tax Commission saying they was not going to make any decisions until the Butler County case was solved? I think that was turned into the BOE last year. You couldn't find any reference to Butler County?
None whatsoever.
We just want to make a phone call to James up there to see how.
I just called him about 3 weeks ago and asked him where it was at, and they said it's still in Court of Appeals.
Well,
or we can call the STC.
Have James, can you have one of your guys see if they can?
Do you have a phone here?
Find that right here.
Why don't we call?
No, I meant one of your guys over there. They can be doing that.
Well, we can just call the state. Have them tell you. Yeah, we can call or have them call you.
So,
I believe we've gotten, because we get updates from the State Tax Commission on the process of appeals, and we have gotten letters that said they're still holding those cases.
I know
there
was, and they referred to it as Butler County versus, didn't they?
I can't remember that. I have to go look it up, but they are holding them still.
Well, help me back on this. Currently, we're looking at assessment of $624,440.
Assessed, not appraised, right.
And in the past, all of these projects have been put on based on the capitalization rate, is how you've taxed them in the past.
And he's asking that we look at the overall cost or
assessed value of 287,013.
Right now, it's appraised at $3,286,501. That's the current appraisal. We've been dealing with appraised value, Ron. That's why it's easier for us. If the request, if I'm not mistaken, Lynn, can you scroll down there? The request is $1,500,000. Is that right, Rick?
That's correct. Okay. I think 1,510.
Yeah, you just have to go back there.
And I'm not opposed to that value. I'm just telling you what the Supreme Court's liable to do.
No, it's $1,500,000. A little more. Down more. Right, 1,510,596 is what he's requesting.
And that's based on a 6.5% capitalization rate, which in Caney County, that's probably pretty fair. I think most stuff are trading around a 7 or an 8 cap. So.
And it's higher than the 40-60 split that occurred 3 years ago. When Jim, when you first came here, they was all splitting about 40-60
right.
Or 35-60.
Now, what did we do last year? We passed every one of these last year on?
Passed every one of them on. Do you have something on the floor? I mean,
there's no motion. I'm just trying to figure out why we passed last, because the same court case is still pending, right?
Was any of them yours that we passed on last year?
That was off of
Outreach 2.
When I left, was he going to take a phone call to call ST?
I can go look it up real quick. I'm trying to find Mike because I have a tracking, an Excel tracking, and I can go get the exact paperwork if you give me this one moment.
But before we make a decision on that, I think we need to know. We wouldn't want to be inconsistent with what we did last year. This year, I think you're right on spot with what we're trying to do here, but I don't know that we need to make a move on something that we pushed every other one to the state on until we find out. If it's not there, I think we can make a decision. Can you bring me the state tax commission phone number? I believe it's 573-751-2414, but I'm working off of memory.
Oh, yeah. Mark was mistaken. Yeah, it wasn't sent to the state last year. You reduced Valley Ridge too.
You sure that wasn't 2010? I think that's when you came in. Yeah.
Okay, two years ago. Then.
Yeah, we did. We reduced it down and was.
We didn't. I don't think we had.
I don't believe you did. I think you had the greens in process.
It was under construction. Yeah.
Ron, they'll answer this phone call if you want to call the state. 573-751-2414 and ask for Maureen Monahan. And they'll tell us if Butler County is still moving or if it stopped.
Well, how many years are we going to wait for Butler County decision?
Well, first of all, the Court of Appeals ought to have heard it about 6 months ago.
But
they didn't. But the circuit court case now in Butler County ruled against any splitting whatsoever. So if it's precedent, they're hoping the Court of Appeals overturns it for their behalf. Right now, the last circuit court case says no way. It's 100%.
In that county, in that circuit.
Right, in that circuit.
So it hadn't been tested at the state level yet.
No, that's right. What I'm thinking it's trying to be done.
Let's give him somebody a call. We don't have to call. Somebody in your office can call.
All you got to do is dial it there. You'll hear straight from the horse's mouth. I'm going to get my cell phone and do it.
Let me rephrase it for you. I don't want to talk to the horses.
You don't like that?
I don't like any of them.
You get the same category of me, you keep talking about that.
Sure. Let me clarify that. There are a couple of them I like.
Well, we're waiting.
Could I say something for you?
Sure, yeah.
Guys, if there were not a court case pending, where would we be? what would we be doing and what would we be saying?
I would tell you all the low income tax credits, I would be setting it at the requested amount. That's how we should treat all the low income housing credits. So that would be my position, would be just to lower it because that's what we've consistently done. Did you guys build the Country Ridge? Is that what you built to?
It set it
real close to that value. 1.6, I just looked that up. But that's what we've done for all properties with low income.
I have no problem with that. That's what I'd do too, but I don't know that we would be butting our heads.
I don't really care. Motion to set value of...
No, I have the paperwork because I remembered we had another low-income housing appeal this year. It's from Rockridge Housing Incorporated, but they appealed last year. Right. They are a low-income housing project.
Right.
And they are on hold with the State Tax Commission pending that order, that court order. It's Marion Tibbs, Assessor, Butler County, Missouri versus Popcorn Plus Associates 1LP. And I have a case number.
Did we set that value?
No, it was forwarded to the State Tax Commission.
See, I think we should set that value in this one and just let the State Tax Commission fix it. But, I mean, because doesn't Rockridge have to pay the full amount? How does that work when you're...
They pay in protest.
But they have to pay the full amount
and
in protest.
And then they go to the State Tax Commission.
See, and that just... the numbers don't... If you understand low-income housing credit, the numbers don't work. They're paying more out than they're bringing in. That's how the tax credit system works. I mean, if I was going to do this one, I would tie that one in there, set that one at the recommended value also.
You cannot do Rockridge property. It is now in the jurisdiction of the State
right.
Tax Commission, and
yeah,
you no longer have authority.
Because we passed it on.
That's
where
for Mark Titch.
Where are we with others?
They're all set properly at the requested amount. Yep.
That's right there.
Every affordable housing tax credit has been set low. It was set at the market cap rate about what they're asking.
That's your picture.
Of course, consistency is we would not rule on this and send it to the state because what we did is a Rockridge.
That's what you did last year. You sent them all on to the state.
Guys, I can tell you we've done 51 of these projects in 3 states. We have never... Oops, good catch. We've never had them assessed a full value. Yeah. The state hands out the credits, and if the different jurisdictions, counties, and cities start pulling them at full value, you can pretty much, your county can kiss low-income housing goodbye because they're not going to award you credits if they can't get affordable housing.
Right.
And it's just the way it works. That case, I'm going to ask MHDC about that case, see what they know about it. We just wrote the case number down, try to find out a little more about it.
Okay. With this presentation that you've made, we don't have to vote on that today. Can we look at it and see? I'm leaning, you know, other than the fact that we've already passed these others on, I'd be going with you on it. See what I'm saying? But let us get some research in here so that when we make a decision, we can have some grounds to stand on. The 6.5 that you voted there, I mean, I know that in years past that we've looked at it at more than that.
Well, the higher the cap rate, the lower the value.
Right.
See?
Right.
So this year we wanted to be conservative and say it would sell at a 6.5 cap.
I know.
Which gives it actually a higher value than what it probably really would sell for. And you can't sell them anyway, but, you know, you're stuck with them for 15 years.
Are they all 15?
Yeah, all the Section 42, or 15 years, you have to keep them in the state's program. And then if you don't elect to put them back in, then they come back on at a full market rate deal in 15 years. Yeah.
Multiple years. I don't know. Kristen, maybe you can tell us. How long has the Butler case been pending? Is it just a couple years or longer?
It was 09.
09, so 3 years already. Be right back.
Well, while we're waiting. how do you guys come up with that cap rate?
Capitalization rate. Mm-hmm. It's what appraisers use in valuation of your net income. You take your NOI and you divide it by the capitalization rate. If you want to make 6.5% return on your money,
right,
then that's what you need to make in order to receive a 6.5% return, sets the value.
But there's a cap rate number in there, right, that you need to have.
We use 6.5 on it. Last year we did one, we used 11, and James said, hey, whoa, that's too high a cap rate. So we dropped it down to 8, and this year Mark was being real conservative, and he went to 6.5. But the market today in Tandy County is about 7.5.
Found it. I finally got somebody to talk to me. Called Poplar Bluff Associates.
Poplar Bluff Associates.
Yeah. But I'd be fine because they're actually above the numbers that we've been splitting these things.
I would entertain a motion to put this back on where the request was given to us. What is it? 1-5-10-5-96?
I'm perplexed about the Rock Ridge, the one that we didn't take action on. That bothers me.
How many others did we not do that? That's what I'm wondering.
I don't remember right off the top of my head. I'll have to go back and look.
You're entertaining the motion. I'll make the motion.
I know there was at least four because we also have pending cases with the State Tax Commission for...
Can I review that before we...
Rock Ridge is the big one.
Yeah, but then there were three or four others from the last year that have appealed to the STC.
This one up here.
Forcer. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Are we going to... Would this force their hand?
No. This shows inequity is what it shows.
I think I'm with everybody else. I'm ready to make a decision on this one, but I worry where does that leave some of the others that we've already sent?
That we pushed away.
You can't touch them.
Right.
You can't touch them if they've been picked up by
the
state tax commission. Yeah, so we can't touch the four that we sent.
But here's...
We can't touch prior years. Can we touch this year?
But here's the thing.
No.
The correction can be made next year.
If it's an appeal, I don't think you can touch it at all, James.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
I called Bart Tishner with the STC when I got this appeal from Rockridge because I knew that they had appealed last year. And he says the POE has no jurisdiction over this case anymore. It's now in the hands of the STC, barring new construction or improvements. The handbook says they can't appeal twice in one cycle, and once this is approved, it will be retroactive for the last year. So it'll cover 2011 and 2012. You cannot do 2012.
So in 2013, we can go back to those records.
2013.
Yes.
I'm going to make the motion. Make the motion to approve the request.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to remove the valuation of the property to $1,510,596, assessed valuation as requested. Discussion.
Understanding that it may be corrected next year.
Why would it be corrected next year? Because the State Tax Commission, you're saying?
Yeah. Whatever their...
My only issue is, I understand what you're saying, the State Tax Commission gets involved, they'll set them, but I just feel like we didn't treat four people last year properly. That's the problem.
So treating these people wrong today,
right,
doesn't make up for last year.
That's...
That's a mighty fair comment. Did we not make those decisions based upon directions that were given to us from the State Tax Commission?
You're correct.
Which is the reason that this commission was led down that path.
That's
I'm with you, Nathan.
I don't believe an additional wrong makes anything right.
They haven't given new direction, but based on what we were taught in the 2011 training, they want these taken to them.
If we approve it, then it does it go there?
No.
No.
Unless they don't like our decision, then they can still take it there.
No.
Yeah, once they make the ruling, they'll probably make an adjustment across the board, probably. Don't you think?
If they make the ruling, I'll stipulate the values out immediately. They right. won't even be waiting on the state tax commission.
Right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Yep. And that value was what?
$1,510,596. What I have.
Yes.
Was that assessed or appraised?
Appraised.
I thought it was assessed.
We don't deal with assessed values.
So that would be 287,013.
That's being assessed. I have no idea. There it is.
There it is right there.
Well, that's the market value. That's
not. Well, that's.
Go scroll down. His request is right
there.
That's
the same
right
thing.
There.
287013.
Who do we have next, Christy?
Stonebriar Properties LLC.
Is that a conference call or?
Yes.
And do you have? Let me get that up on my computer screen.
They want us to call the 849-1718 number first.
Okay, 849-1718, is that what you're saying?
Yes, they'd like you to call that one first.
Please enter your account code.
Kim Carlton.
Who is it?
Kim Carlton.
Hello?
Yes, is this Kim Carlton?
Yes, it is.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Are you ready to chat with us?
Yes, I am.
I have you on speakerphone. All members of the Board of Equalization are here.
And okay.
We are ready to chat about your request. And I am looking up at Exhibit A. That's, by the way, that's not coming up on my screen. Did it come up?
No, that's why we're using hers, because it didn't come up on our screen either.
We are just now putting your exhibit up on the wall so we can all see it.
Okay.
And we would like you to speak to it if you're ready to do that.
Okay. Which one is Exhibit A? What are you looking at? Is that the lease agreement?
No.
Exhibit A is the...
Scroll on down.
Reason for appeal.
Oh, Exhibit A. That's just the reason for the appeal. Okay. Well, I'll kind of tell you in the best way I can explain it. We purchased this property in July 2007. And the purchase price on the property was $1,550,000. Now, at the time that we purchased the property, my husband and I purchased it through our own LLC, but we were also members in another LLC that owned the RFD TV theater, which sits directly behind it. And the owner of the RFD TV theater had wanted to purchase the theater or purchase that property to do a museum, and we were going to do something separate with him on that property. But for separate reasons, he ended up not following through on that and didn't end up, we were just supposed to purchase it kind of on a temporary basis, and then he was going to purchase it from us, and that we were going to do something with him on that, and that didn't end up occurring. And so the gentleman that we purchased it through did an owner financing, and we have, aside from I think the $10,000 that he was given at closing, which brought it down to brought it down by $10,000, we have never paid anything on that promissory note, anything on that owner financing, because without really doing anything with RFD, the property really isn't worth, it's really hard to determine the value, because it's a very small piece of property. I think it's less than half an acre. And the building that's on it, if you can look in your exhibits, you'll see the pictures of the building that's on it. It's basically nothing more than a gazebo-type building. It doesn't have a restroom. And we rent it to a company, Grand Crown, under the lease agreement, which you have a copy of. The exact lessee's name is Surrey Vacation Resort, and they sell tickets to shows, and I think they do timeshare tours. But the building itself is, I would estimate to say probably 30 years old. I sent you pictures of it that were taken by our insurance agent, and an email from our insurance agent stating they won't even insure the building because of its state and its condition. It's uninsurable. And so we get a new roof on it, make various repairs. They consider it too much of a hazard to insure. And so the owner who we purchased it from has been very, very good to let us continue to try to obtain some kind of financing on it for a purchase price that we'll probably end up having to obviously renegotiate, but he's been very patient, and because the original intended purchase price was, based if RFD came in and did something, and they didn't. But, we just can't get any lenders to value it at that. They just kind of laugh at us and say, it's not worth that. And so the only thing, we can't get financing on it at all. And the only tenant that we've been able to get for the last, we have a lease with Surrey Vacation Resorts, and they put Grand Crown out there, and our lease with them for 2010, 2011, and 2012 brings in $2,200 a month, and then for this last year, it went up $100 a month to $2,300 a month. And so our total revenue, based on $2,300 a month times 12 months, is $27,600 a year. So that's why we're saying, based on a tax bill that you're wanting to reassess it at, of I think it was $7,000, that's over a third of the income that we derive from it. And then out of that, We have to pay for the insurance. We have to pay for property taxes. We have to pay for major upkeep, you know, to the property. They take care of the building, but, you know, that's not a triple net lease.
Who owns the billboard? Could you tell me who owns the billboard and who gets the rent on the big billboard sitting there?
Speak up, James. Where's that microphone?
Right here.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Could you tell me who owns the billboard and who gets the revenue off of that?
I don't know which billboards you're referring to, but it's in our lease. It states that there's some small billboards out there. If you're looking at any large billboards that may be in the background of the pictures, there's not any large billboards that we own. There's some small billboards on the property, and in the lease agreement, Surrey Vacation Resorts has control of those, and they get to lease those out. And our lease agreement reads that if they lease those out, then whatever rent or whatever lease rental they derive from that, they pay us half of that. And usually they're able to lease those in the summer months for the summer shows. And that will bring us in sometimes around an extra $675 a month. But that's all that we get from that.
The lease
also states that we can put, that they can put other businesses out there, you know, to attract, you know, to get people to come to their ticket stand, like wood carving businesses and things like that, but we don't get any income from that. The lease said that all goes to Surrey Vacation.
There's also a large sight and sound display on that very corner. I think Joseph is the newest show. Are they paying that directly to Surrey then, or are they paying that to you?
No, we don't get any revenue from that. And Surrey doesn't get any revenue from that. We asked about that this year when we saw that go up, and we inquired with them and said, are you getting any rental from that? And they said, no, we just let them, we're selling their tickets, and we just let them put that there. And in the lease, if you read it, it says that they can put certain, you know, items isn't the right word, but they can put certain attractions on the property to help draw in business for their ticket sales and for their timeshare tours. And on the property, they have a small wood carving stand that people come and they look at that, and then they go over and they buy tickets for shows. Well, the same thing, I asked about that. I said, are you getting any rent from the Joseph Sight and Sound? And they said, no, we're not getting any. That we just let them put it there because they're selling our tickets. So we don't derive any income from any of that.
And so if I'm correct in reading your application, you believe the valuation of this property is $150,000 total. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I came up with that by calling an appraiser and saying, you know, based on cap rates, you know, if you were selling something and, you know, our lease with them is ends this year, and then it goes for one-year terms. I said, if you had a piece of property and this was the building that was on it, I gave them the condition of the building. And I said, you know, this is the condition. This is what we're responsible for paying. You know, I gave them the thing, and I said, you know, what would be the cap rate? What would be the because you can't really go off purchase price because we've never paid the purchase price. And I said, you know, if you're going off of income and you're going off the, you know, the condition of the building and the lease, and it's only for 1 year at a time, and the rental rate, and then taking into consideration what we're responsible for as a landlord, you know, what would you determine? And he calculated it with, you know, cap rates and stuff, and that's what he came up with.
Well, what was the purpose of the property to be priced at $1.5 million? Was it for parking area for the RFD, or what was the purpose for that? I mean, I'm losing track here with this little. I see the little building on there, but what there's some other value.
That was all going to be torn down. When as I said, my husband and I own the piece of property that we're talking about today under our own LLC. But my husband and I were also members of another LLC, which we leased. The RFD TV theater to the RFD TV theater LLC. And when they had a time period that they wanted to buy it in, and when they bought it from us, Patrick Gotch, the owner, wanted to buy that property out in front. And he wanted to tear the building down, and he wanted to do like a country and western museum and feature things in the that the artists that perform in the theater. He wanted to do, you know, feature their things, and I don't know if he was going to put their, you know, their music, but he was going to build a museum, and it was all going to be a part of the purchase of the theater. But when it came time to purchase the theater, he reneged and didn't purchase that property out front. And when, so,
Kim, hold on just a second.
Is your corporation aware of, or I know you talked.
Is our what?
You have.
I didn't hear you.
You've had a realtor talk to you about this property, but did they mention anything up and down the strip, especially on a corner, of properties of that size selling from $18 to $26 per square foot? Did they happen to mention that to you?
No.
Well, we've had properties sell all up and down the strip, and I'm talking about small properties such as yours, not as good of properties being on corners, selling for that kind of money.
Well, we can't get it. We can't get anything. We can't get anyone interested in it. We can't get. We've had no activity. But all I can go off is the because the purchase price is so outlandish, and it's based on a deal that never happened, and we, you know, technically we're in default on the loan, and the owner could foreclose on it, but he hasn't. He's been patient, and he's waited for us to do something on it. So all I can go off is what we're getting and what we have been getting for the last few years in rents, and that's all we can get. And under the lease, it also states that we can get, that we, as the owner of the property, can put other businesses out there if we can get them, like funnel cake stands or snow cone machines, or, you know, snow cone ice trailer stands, that type of thing. And we can't get anybody out there that wants to come on the property. Even with the location, we can't get anybody. Last year or maybe the year before, we had a vendor that had a snow cone trailer out there, and they lasted 2 months and went out of business. So we literally can't do anything with the property. You know, all I can go off is the rental. You know, we can't sell it, you know, and we can't get anybody to finance it, and we can't pay on the promissory note. So I'm going off, I'm asking you to go off of rents, and I'm telling you what we get. And, you know, when you're getting a base rent of $27,600 a year, and you have to, it's not a triple net lease, you know, we can't, it doesn't justify a $7,000 a year tax.
Kim, we have all your information here. We have your comments. Does any other board member have a comment at this time? Kim, we will consider this property, and we will notify you, hopefully, am I right, within a week?
Okay.
We're going to take a look at it. Thank you for your time.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
The assessor's not here right now, but let me ask you a question. Danny, you've been around for, there's nothing compelling right now. James is back. And even you're like this, there's really nothing we can do. The transaction, nothing changed. The condition, the use never changed. There's nothing compelling that would change the valuation on an even numbered year, correct?
That's correct.
So according to state statute, on this one, we really have no action except to deny, if I'm understanding what the statutes say.
Are you wanting to make a decision today or right now on this?
I'm just clarifying. I'm just making sure that we're not looking for something different than...
This is reassessment that she's requesting.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Okay. We can go on. I just said...
No, I'm motion to deny.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Gentlemen, is there discussion?
A bunch of high-priced snow cones, what I'd say.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Did you get that, Christy?
Yes, I did.
Gary Porter. Gary Porter, come right on up. Give me 1 second to get your property.
Somebody don't shut that fan off. I'm going to freeze to death. Sitting.
I sure hate it that you're freezing.
Take a step outside.
Exactly.
It's been resolved, is it?
Just point it this way. Just lock it.
Lock it right on, Jim.
Blowing my paper to come off the deck.
It's another reason to go paperless.
Good job, Dave. Got everything you need?
These are both Emery Creek properties.
Okay. Mr. Porter.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
All right. Let's see. Which one? Okay, we've got the lot. We purchased this in 2010 for $32,500, and I believe the current evaluation is $38,000. And I'm asking you to reduce it. I talked to a realtor. He sent me a sheet, and I believe you should have a copy of it. That's my contract or the settlement papers when we bought it. But I thought we were getting a good deal. Land values dropped even more. The one there at 431 Southwoods Way is a lot that sits right next to ours and very consumerate to the acreage. Ours is 2.82, I believe it is, and that was 283, and that one just sold for $5,000 this year. You can see the price of the other lots that have sold since May of 2011. The highest price one being $24,000. That's right up on the crest of the hill. It's got a view that, you know, 5, 6, 8 miles. So anyway, I'm requesting, in light of that, that you take a look at the appraisal or the assessed value and adjust. Now that is on the second one there, the house. You want to discuss that one now? Or
just clarification on the lot, sir.
Yes, sir.
The lot was purchased in 2010? The vacant lot?
In 2010, yes, sir.
Okay.
Sure was. At the time, I thought 32.5 was,
sure,
was a decent price.
Sure.
If the market ever comes back, it probably will be.
Do you remember, when was it in 2010?
When was it? Probably,
yeah,
probably in July or August. I've got a contract, I think, there, or the closing on it. Let's,
it says 8/27.
8/27/10.
So if you purchased it in 8/10, and we're setting the values for 111, right? Am I,
yep,
correct?
Yeah, right.
So that was 4 months after you purchased it. And I think it's a 38,000.
Yes, it's a pretty, yeah, you've got it set at 38,042.
Okay.
Now, is it 38? From the map, I thought it says 39,780. It's a, am I on the right one or the wrong one? I am on the wrong one. Okay. My mistake.
January 1, 2011, we lowered the lots in Emery Creek from almost half. They was on there at about 72,000, and we lowered those values as through the assessor's office based on information such as you have provided us. We cut them right square almost in half.
Okay, you cut it to 38,000.
From the 72 or 3,000.
Right.
And,
which they were probably overpriced at that point.
They could have been, but that you have hit a bad time here, as you heard the last case. We're not under reassessment cycle right now. And for that sale not to have occurred this year as an arm's length transaction, by statute, we're in our even numbered year, and this argument should have actually occurred in 11 or in 13.
So
I'm just telling
your time.
No, I'm just telling this board that,
okay,
that's the case on this particular lot value.
Okay.
You're in here arguing what happened and what sales has occurred to change the value of that lot. We all know, I know that. Now, they may not know that. I've got the information here.
Okay.
But it's just a bad timing to be arguing reassessment in an even-numbered year.
When did you buy your house?
Yeah, that's
the... I bought it. I closed on it in December of 10 also. Mm-hmm. And you got it appraised at $215,000. I paid $125,000 for it. And, oh, if you've got it appraised at $215,000, I mean, I don't know if you've got it appraised with a finished basement or what, but it doesn't have a finished basement, so...
James, and do you see the, all the values coming down out there January 1 next year?
Yeah, and I also see...
If he has a basement in there.
We've got a finished basement under it.
Well, it doesn't have.
Okay.
I can show, in fact, I've got pictures of from an engineer and a contractor that show some problems in the basement on the foundation. So, I mean, you know, that verify the fact that it doesn't have a finished basement.
What's the size of the house?
1,906 square foot.
Okay.
And in looking at the comps there, the highest one that has sold since 4/11 is 170,000 that had a basement that was not finished.
Now, I've got one that sold right beside yours in 511 for $212,500. It's on parcel number 54, and your parcel number 55.
And it is a complete finished basement with access to a third story.
Okay, because we got it at 2,025 base area foot, and yours is at 1906. But if we do kind of show a... Does yours have an upstairs?
No. One story.
Okay.
1,900 square foot. 906 square foot. It does have four bedrooms, but it is all on one level.
We need to check on that basement value.
And as I said, basement with about in 09, $22,000 worth of basement repairs that I have not done yet.
Mr. Porter,
yes,
what
sir?
We're looking at is if there's an error been done by just the calculation of square footage, then we can take action. If it's not, then we can't. But it sounds like if James says there may be some room there, if you want to check into, well, we can just check into what the error may have been, meaning we thought it was a finished basement. If it's not, there may be some adjustments we can make. Otherwise, if there's not, then there's nothing we can do. But if you want, I mean, what you're going to do, James, are you going to send somebody back out there? Or
yeah, they're listening right now, taking notes.
Okay, so what we'll probably have to do is send somebody back out there, do an assessment real fast, or just, a drive-by, I don't know, whatever you do, James, and then he'll report back to the board.
Then you have an estimate of what it'd take to repair the basement that hadn't been repaired yet?
I do from 2009. This was done in 2009. The estimate at 22,000 and...
It was done before you bought it.
Pardon me?
The estimate was done before you bought it.
The estimate was done before I bought it. I've got an engineer's from Maris Engineering Corporation. They give the realtor got hold of it. And so that was, I took that into consideration when I bought the house. And the reason that I bought it for $125,000.
Are you going to be available? Are you working or?
Well, I don't live there. I come down from Kearney, Missouri from time to time, so I would need it.
When are you going to? Are you leaving today?
No, I'd spend the night, you know, as far as that goes.
What time is it?
260 Southview is the residence.
We get done here, I'm heading back home.
It is.
Roger, could you get available to drive on out to his house?
The second one. It's BOE
this afternoon.
14.
Get the truck ready to go. You'll need to go by my assessor's office, and we'll take Roger. Will follow you out there.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
And so, let me ask you a question so I'm clear. The odd number of years when you do a reassessment, correct?
That's correct.
I need to come back next year if I'm not comfortable with the assessment that you got.
Yeah, that's not set by this board. That's set by the state tax commission. So that's
can Roger follow
him home following
right now? Okay. We need to go see. He says it's not complete and it's got a crack in it.
Did you folks have something else for us today?
Okay.
Mr. Davis?
Send him with
you. Did you all have something else for us today?
Were
you,
no, we were just listening. We were interested in what was going on.
Okay.
Erroneous assessment, third pairs, double assessments.
Thank you, folks.
Erroneous means.
So you're going to work with...
Roger, if you'll go to my assessor's office, Roger will follow you to your house. And if it's erroneously aired, we'll bring it back and there'll be an adjustment.
Our question is, we're going to deny or make a motion to deny the lot.
Well, and that I have a question. Could that not be erroneous if we're saying, if he's saying the market value was 32.5? Could we not use the same classification?
The reason it falls under assessment instead of erroneous is every other lot in there is valued at the same.
32.5?
That the
38.
So that's where you'll be varying away from reassessment instead of an erroneous assessment.
So in other words, next year you reassess because there's lots down that road that the bank has gotten. I've got copies of that, you know, from MLS.
We've got all that right
now. And they're $13,000 on the market right now, and so would one of them. So
I'm going to make a motion to deny on the lot.
Individual basis.
Because I don't know whether we deny or you can't even hear it.
We need the motion because we can make a decision. Because if we make a decision, you have a right to appeal a decision to the Missouri State Tax Commission. But in a year of non-reassessment, they're not going to...
They won't hear it, so I need to come back in 2013.
No, that's not correct.
in a year of not reassessing.
If we deny him, he has the right to go to the state tax commission. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But in a year, in a year of non reassessment, it's highly unlikely that he's going to get any change.
No, that's not the case.
Beg your pardon? You state whatever you want to say then.
If the individual can prove that his value on January 1st of 2011 was erroneous, then they can change that value, as can you. It'll be based on what evidence he submits to the state tax commission.
If he were to have an appraisal done,
right,
there's a chance he could win at the state level.
That's correct.
To declare it an erroneous assessment because yours would be the only one in that, I'm telling you, it'd be difficult, but you're welcome to try.
I understand. And, you know, I've sat on the city council board for 9 years, and I don't like people to waste my time, and I don't want to waste other people's time. So let me ask a question.
Yes, sir.
If I come back in 2011, ask for a reassessment on that, 2013, pardon me. If you deny it now, can we come back in 2013?
Sure.
Okay.
And, James, you're looking at this anyway. I mean, this area was hard hit. I mean, all areas were hard hit, but you're really making some comparables out there anyway, aren't you?
Because I've got plenty of sales. But I do have a sale right beside you for that. But I've got plenty of sales down in the range you're talking
about. Right. But the one that you're talking about is a full finished basement. And actually, they've got a floor between the top floor and the basement that they can convert into living quarters also. So if you want to take it as a comparison, it really doesn't fit the comparison. Where a couple of these that were on the list, 1,906 square foot, they fit almost identical to the comparison. But if we can't do anything,
I understand what James is saying about how the rest of them are valued, but I can tell you that in our STC training and in our booklet, it says that they do this on an individualized basis. So the appraisal, they would take his appraisal, if you had an appraisal, into account. It's not going to be what's happening with your neighbors. It would be off the information that you submit to them.
Yeah, and I'll fight it as far as I can take it.
That's the process. Here's my suggestion on the lot and your suggestion to deny. It gives him the opportunity to go to the state tax commission if he so desires, because it's been heard by this board.
Sure.
It's denied. On the house, this gentleman right back here is going to follow you, that's sitting back here, to take a look, make the decision regarding the basement, report back to us, and we'll make a decision about that and get back with you, hopefully within the week.
Okay.
What they're shooting for.
But on the lot, I really don't have any big desire to go to the state. You know, I don't need to go there.
On the lot, what we haven't told you is the assessor is going to completely reassess the county for 2013, and we're going to see different valuations that are come. You may be happy with what the assessor does.
Absolutely.
And you may not come back. On the other hand, you might not, and you're welcome to come back.
So. And I would rather talk to you folks than spend my time going to the state over the lot issue, because it's not going to make that much money. I'd waste more money, more time.
Well, they come here, so, but anyway.
Yeah, but still, it's an issue that...
I understand.
All right. Need to make a motion by whatever you need to do, or let it die.
This gentleman right here will take you.
You bet.
Will help you, sir.
Now, what are you doing on the lot?
I made a motion to deny it. Never did hear that.
Died of lack of second, or what?
No, I didn't know you did. I'll second it.
I didn't know you made it either.
First, we do have a motion on the floor now, and we do have a second. Which one is the lot?
35, parcel 35.
Okay. So the motion to deny has been made. Is there discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. And on the other, I'm going to write hold until you get back with us, right, Roger?
Roger's right there, ready to rip.
We appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
You bet.
At 3 o'clock, we have a Roger Womack.
Is
that a telephone call?
All right. Do we need to come out?
No, we're set for 4.
Oh, okay.
Because we have a 3 o'clock conference call, right?
Yes, see? Is this a conference call?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Good
And is this by number 231-1517?
Correct.
Don't lose sight of that last one on the short sale.
This is Roger Womack.
Did you hear me on that? You need to write that on your notes. The short sale that he had on his $125,000 he was already in. That makes a heck of a lot of difference.
I need to get a copy of an email that I was recently sent, but the county clerk has made me aware that a law has recently passed that does say you can't take foreclosures and short sales into account when determining value.
If you want to bring us any documentation that we can file right back here, I'll be glad to do it.
Okay, I'll be happy to do that.
So this is
Emery Creek.
This is Emery Creek. Thank you. That's where we just were, correct?
Yep.
Correct. And
where's this lot in relation to this lot?
Just a moment for him to come back. Pardon?
James?
It's almost directly across the street.
Okay.
Actually, if you pull back.
Small.
Go to the minus button down there in the blue. Yeah,
I did.
You're not the right version. Explorer.
Oh, okay.
That, no, it just hit the hand button. That's how they.
Yeah.
We really need to upgrade here. Yeah.
Pretty doggone close. It's a lot narrower, isn't it? However.
Or its value.
Right. It is
on there.
This one is 49,740. That would be assessed, correct?
Yes.
This is a considerably bigger house. Jeff, if you look at your square footages, we're looking at 4,473 adjusted.
Don't worry about that. What's the supporting documentation? Because I can't pull up PDFs.
Is that it?
Okay, what's he saying there? So is he questioning the size of the house?
No, he's just providing you with information on it.
Okay, what's the appraisal done? When was it done?
It was August 2009.
And the value is 172.
The opinion of value was 182,000.
182,000 was the opinion of value, okay? Well, that's something valuable. Goodness, it's 80,000 less than we've got on the books.
Yeah, but I think that appraisal, and I will have to ask him, is that considering a full basement or is that considering an unfinished basement?
Let's scroll down. Let's look at that. See what they got. Stop right there. Jeff, where would that be?
Keep going down. Right there. That's a 0% basement finish.
What do you show, James?
We're showing a finished basement.
This shows full basement
right here. But if you go down.
Basement finish, go down two lines down below. It says basement finish 0% complete.
Okay.
So we've got to find out if it's a finished basement.
We need to get a hold of Roger.
Yes, Roger, zip on that one.
You're there, Roger. But I'd say when this appraisal was done, it was 0 complete, and it's complete now.
If it is, then that's a reappraisal, which we can't touch. But if it's not finished.
Mm-hmm. A lot of those wasn't finished, and when we go through, they're working on the house, they're
right.
Everybody else is finishing their basement, so we're assuming they're finishing their basement.
Are we ready?
I can speak for me.
That needs to be the first question, is if that basement's finished, if it's not.
Are you
There's a question we need to send Roger by while he's there.
What was the number, girls? Oh, I got it. 1570.
The air was finished after January 1st, 2011. That count?
Right.
I agree.
This is Roger.
Mr. Womack, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you today?
Just fine, and yourself?
Good. We're running just a little behind, and I apologize for that.
No problem.
We have your request for the Board of Equalization in front of us. I have you on speakerphone, and the full Board of Equalization is here. That includes the county assessor, and we are ready to hear what you have to say about this particular parcel of property.
Can we just ask one question first?
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
Sir, one of the questions we have in looking at your appraisal that you submitted was the condition of your basement. Do you have a finished basement?
It's not finished yet, no.
Is it totally finished or just partially? Or?
I'm just working on it slowly.
Well, that's the question, because it looks like everything else is pretty, could be in line, but the basement we show is a finished basement on our on the assessment rolls, and your appraisal shows an unfinished basement.
It was totally, all it had was one studded wall in it when we moved in. I put, covered a wall in one part of it and added a door so I could kind of put my lawnmowers and stuff in it. And like I said, the rest of it is just, haven't really done a whole lot to it, a little bit. I don't have the money. We're on a limited income.
I'd say you better send Roger by before we... We need, I've got an appraiser that's going to be out there looking at another home in just a few minutes, and we need to run him by and have him look at the amount of finish you've got on your basement. Do you care if we do that?
Well, I'm not home right now.
Is there windows or anything he could just look through?
He could part. I do have some of it finished, but not all of it.
Right.
We gotta look back to January 1 of 11 is what you're saying.
Right.
When, we've got you assessed as having a finished basement as of January 1, 2011.
And sorry, I couldn't hear you.
We have you with a finished basement as of January 1, 2011.
No, not at all.
What percentage do you think it was finished as of January 1, 2011?
Let's see, I added some studded walls. I'm going to say maybe a eighth of it or something like that, between an eighth and a fourth. I had walls up in the shop. They're just plywood walls that I have the tools and stuff on.
So we've got what you call a 0.7 valuation on your basement. We would probably be able to change that to like a 0.3 finished basement, which is, I know that's not meaning not much to you at this point, but it would lower the value somewhat by changing that to a 0.3 instead of a 0.7.
Okay, I'm not even sure what you have it valued at.
We've got the house valued...
182.
At, with land and everything, 261,778. Did you hear those numbers?
Yes. Well, according to a lot of the houses that are selling out here and whatnot, even if they're finished basements, they're not that high.
I see. We can change that number right quick while these guys are discussing with you your appraisal and see what value that would bring it in at. Kenny, did you hear me to change that basement to a 0.3 and bring me a number? But just for the board's clarification, you had this appraisal run, and it was figured at 0% on the basement, according to what we've read here.
The original appraisal, the one I sent to you?
Yes.
There was absolutely nothing in the basement.
Okay.
Gentlemen, do you have any comments?
No comments. I mean, just gotta wait for that information before we make a decision.
I think we've got all the information we need other than waiting.
Do you just want to call this gentleman back, Ron, or do you want to continue to wait? We are slightly behind schedule.
Mr. Womack, they're going to recalculate the valuation of your home based upon the basement being unfinished. And when they get those figures, they're going to notify you of what that amount is. This board will act, and we will notify you within the next week. Will that work?
That'll be fine.
If, in fact, you are not happy with what we have done, you also have the option of speaking with the Missouri State Tax Commission. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with our county clerk's office about that. But we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to act upon the assessor's recommendation to lower that based on that basement being unfinished.
Okay. Because I know some of the information, you know, I sent you with the other houses in the area, you know, they're not even as high as valued as what mine is, and they have, some of them have finished basements. So, anyway, I was just trying to be fair. I'll do whatever you decide.
Well, we're looking at the properties in that area. This is not the first property that we've had there. And we're going to do our absolute best to be fair and equitable with all of you.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Very much.
And they will be contacting you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. James? His comment that he made about other houses in the area with full basements, I don't know if he was talking about a...
The house would go down to 179. It would drop that house $38,000 by changing that percentage. That's what it says there.
Yeah, that's the land.
Yeah. Wet, but from 179 to
223 is what it was, so... That's total.
Well, that's the total. It would drop his value down to $217,682, and my suggestion is you make that change. His total value would be $217,682.
I would recommend that.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the total value of this particular property, 201-206-0001, to $217,682. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Next, Christy, is this a phone also?
Yes, this is the Roberts. I'm going to be speaking to Robbie.
And what do we know about this person here?
It's in Murray Creek.
777-3090.
Valued at $182,340. Land values of that is 38. James, you show this as a finished basement?
Yes, and I'll. If you look at his appraisal, I would recommend that this board leave this value alone. He's got a sales comparison approach that has many adjustments to it, but he also develops the cost approach to value, which the assessor has to use, and he come up at $189,803. And the cost approach is what I use on every home, but you scroll right on down. Whoa, back it up. Right there, it says sales comparison, $154,000. Cost approach, if developed, would be $189,803. And we are at $182,340.
Well, when you call him, I mean, we don't want to raise. We don't like to raise. We should probably, on some circumstances, but make that perfectly clear. That we...
Well, now that's just the cost approach to value that he's pulled the comparables with.
Well, do we have him on as a full basement?
Yes.
You do have him as a finished basement.
Yes.
And this shows 0% finished basement. This appraisal. Yeah.
Does that got a date on the appraisal?
Well, no way.
His
appraisal's
contract.
Good. There ain't nothing wrong with his appraisal other than why did he even bring up the cost approach?
I don't know.
If he was going to use a sales comparison and it hits exactly on the assessor's numbers. Yeah, we're showing a...
But our assessments, James, from one property to the next, if in fact you had him assessed with zero completion of the basement, would be more, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then that would be comparable to what we're doing with others.
But that's if you got a photo of his house. He may have an upstairs where we come up with the adjustment.
I don't know. I'm just asking this.
Right. I don't know by looking at this. I can just tell by the adjustment to square footage whether there could be a basement under it or an upstairs.
Are we ready to call him, guys?
Sure.
It says Design Style Ranch.
That's the wrong number.
Of course, an appraisal top.
Please enter your account code.
Mr. Roberts?
Thank you for calling from the company, Mr. Robbie.
Mr. Roberts, this is Ron Hausman with Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hello, Ron.
How are you today?
Ron, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I have you on speakerphone. The Board of Equalization is present, and we have your property and your request up on the board so that we can all see it.
Okay.
And we're ready to chat with you about your request to lower this assessment.
All right.
Could you share your thoughts about this property, as I see you have submitted an appraisal, correct, James?
Right.
The thing I asked the board about, Robbie, is why the cost approach was even developed, and it hits right on, actually slightly above what the assessor's cost approach is, but then we use the sales comparison approach to lower it, but you've come up with a number even lower than the sales comparison approach by several thousand dollars, $9,000 or $10,000. That's just the only concerns I have as the assessor sitting here. Why even put the cost approach on this thing if developed as a certified?
Well, I understand that. What I had done is averaged, you know, what the fair market value of the house was when I purchased it back in February. I believe it closed in March. And I looked at that, and then I looked at, you know, the comparison. Because obviously, you're never going to find a house that's exactly equal. Ours is sitting on a pretty steep incline at the very end of the subdivision. Going to have some issues with, snow removal and things like that. I think that's what made it a lot less attractive than all the homes that are up on top of the hill. So obviously my house was worth what I paid for it, you know, when I bought it. That was pretty much the fair market value in February, March. That was negotiated with the seller, but it was basically move-in ready, completely finished, you know, brand new home. Haven't made any improvements or anything to it. So I feel that it was, you know, worth the $145 that I paid for it. And then there's some comparisons out there with similar sizes and scope that show that it should be worth, I think, $155 or $160 perhaps. So I think I had kind of looked at a number in between those two numbers as kind of a fair number for what it's worth right now.
Does your house have a finished basement?
No, it's got a basement, but it's completely unfinished.
Don't have any walls or nothing in it?
No walls, no plumbing, no HVAC, nothing.
I make a motion, or I'll make a suggestion to this Board of Equalization that we set the value of this house at $154 as the appraiser has appraised the house as of February.
Mr. Roberts, would that be satisfactory?
Well, unfortunately, there was quite a bit of background noise, and I couldn't hear the motion.
So what the assessor has asked us to do is to make a motion to establish this at $154 as called for within your appraisal.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll move that we do that.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the value of $154,000, BOE number 20120600009. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay?
Nay.
Let the record show there was one nay. Sir, this vote will be sent to you within the course of the next 7 days, and your property will be lowered to the value as voted upon.
Okay, and can I get for the record who the nay was?
Who was the nay?
Jeff.
The appraiser.
All right. Well, I appreciate the information.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
We're going to lower to the appraiser.
I wish you could say that.
I should have said Jeff.
I'm not disagreeing with the number I was just saying.
Yeah, one thing. February 2012 appraisal. January 1st, 2011. Oh, I see. Yep. I didn't. That's a good point. I never even gave it. I didn't think about that. That appraisal was February 12. Yeah, but did he buy the house? I mean, I'm agreeing with. Did he buy the house then? No. I thought he did this year. Yeah, he bought it this year. But the thing I'm thinking is, we might see just a slight improvement since January 1, 2011, I guess.
Okay. Who we got? Hotel LLC, what is this?
Hotel Motel LLC.
Thank you. I feel much better now than I know.
This is the Monty property that we postponed during commission meetings.
This is the what?
Motwani property.
Motwani. Tell me what Motwani
is. Is this the one got hit by the tornado?
This is one got hit by the tornado. He's asking that it be removed.
Oh, yeah.
We can't. Did we get anything from Joplin?
I believe they did it and had no repercussions. Do you know, James, for sure? How they handled Joplin?
They didn't do nothing in Joplin. They didn't remove commercial properties. That's the word I got. But you talked to somebody?
Yeah, that's not the word I got. Now, see, I know it wasn't across the board, but...
Hmm.
Need a legislative act to do something.
Now, Jim, where the confusion may be here, if January 1 rolls around, I'll be taking all these off.
Right.
And that may be what happened in Joplin, because if once the January 1 deadline rolls around, it's open season.
Even in a non-assessment year, because it's
year.
Structured change.
Right.
I just don't like it.
Oh, I think the most ridiculous thing it ever was, state law.
How I view that. They established a provision to relieve the problem for residents. They did not establish a law that says we cannot do it for commercial. They just did not establish the same opportunity that they did for residences to provide relief for properties distressed such as this. I honestly believe that's their mistake.
Okay.
Not ours.
Do you want?
I'm off base. No, I'm just one person talking.
No, I know, but do you want to open that can of worms of the whole deal without something to back it up? That's my problem. Not one. I mean, two or three that we would have to. We'd have to go out the entire strip.
Here, you make.
Sorry.
I just cannot believe there's not, I can't believe, I absolutely can believe that there's not a thing in place that directs us. I
would
have
just
a hard
reschedule
time not
it.
Helping those people who lost everything.
I just reschedule it then until the end of the BOE.
Again, this one person.
Because yeah.
We have another taxpayer who has appealed also.
Sure.
So we've had two, we'll have potentially more.
We'll have hundreds.
Well, school. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I'm just saying.
Everything is hit on 76 strip. They want a percentage to do that. Huh?
It's going to happen next year, anyhow. January 1st is going to happen. Because they're not rebuilding none of it.
Right.
It's happening January 1st, for sure. But that's not questioning what's happening here with the law. I don't see anything at this point being rebuilt that was told. Does anybody in here see anything out there that's being rebuilt?
Nothing next year, for sure.
If we make a decision on this, will James have to go out to Taco Bell and say they were shut down for a few months? You know what I'm saying? I mean, are we going to, like Walmart or... all these other businesses that were.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to go after and he's going to increase it because it's a new building.
Even going to get prorated for.
I might know where you're headed.
However many months they were shut down.
I think it'd be a smart move for us to, as soon as this is cleared up, to make some kind of a, even if it isn't anything but a county ordinance. Now, I mean, that's just my opinion.
My question is if we do the right thing, what's the penalty for doing the right thing?
Well, school would be affected. And that's the first thing.
which means some taxpayers would be affected because the school would raise their levy to make up their loss.
I think they have to, yeah, they could offset it, yeah.
Let's call up Commissioner. I heard that.
I truly believe that they should come off. But they definitely messed it up in the law end of it, the legislative end of it. Definitely.
Is it just for properties that are, I mean, they're tearing down this, they took that whole building down, didn't they?
Yes.
Lots of them.
He's talking about the ones that were at Branson Heights.
Oh, yeah.
That row of buildings.
It's all gone.
Right.
Now, not only are they getting penalized for having to pay their taxes, they're getting penalized for not having it, the debris removed. Now.
All but the city.
Well, can I ask that we hold this until we address the other properties?
Yes, that's what I ask, if we would postpone it.
Is it all right, Nathan?
He's expecting a phone call.
Well, I mean,
he is scheduled for a teleconference.
Oh, well.
But we can tell him we want to postpone it until we have further information.
What's the number?
I don't mind waiting till that other one comes, but I think it's a pretty sorry system when a man has to pay taxes on a building that Mother Nature destroyed.
Well, yeah. I agree. 100. Oh, you got it there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Muck Bunny? Was he supposed to be here?
No. He thought he might send his attorney, but he said if he was coming, he'd show up. And he's not here, so.
Please enter your account code.
Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you today?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. What was your first name again, sir? I missed you right there for a second.
Ron, R-O-N, Houseman.
Hey, Ron, how are you? Yes, I'm doing fine today. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I have the Board of Equalization with me, and we have your request in front of us regarding your property and your request that the valuation for that property be lowered.
That's correct, sir.
Is there anything other than what you have sent us that you would like to say about this request, sir?
Yes, you know, obviously I've sent in the contract. I've sent in, I don't know if you guys have received it or I don't know what's on the board or what you have in front of you, but the contract and the application to the city of Branson for the demolition was submitted. They don't issue the permit until the asbestos is removed, but we have finished that and we started demolition here today on the property. Right. And I also sent in the actual physical permit. I also sent that in too, so you folks would have that.
Well, we're obviously aware of the property and we're obviously aware that it was severely damaged in the tornado that we had, our dilemma here is that Missouri law provides relief for residences that are damaged, but it provides no relief or any direction for boards of equalization across the state of Missouri for commercial property. The easy thing for us to do is do what the law leads us to do. We, however, have other properties that we're considering as well, so what we are doing is going to put all those together, and we're going to try to come to some conclusion as to do we want to do something other than how we are directed. So that's where we're at right now. What your question is, obviously, is that you would like to have the property abated because it's...
Go ahead, Ron.
I'm sorry?
You're saying my question obviously is, and I didn't hear anything.
Let me get closer to this phone. We've got you on a speakerphone, and it's difficult to hear. Your question obviously is that you would like us to abate the valuation of this property because the property or the structures upon it were destroyed.
That's correct. I mean, I'm willing to pay the assessed value on the land, sir. I'm not discounting the land. I'm just saying since the building is being demolished, and, you know, obviously I can't make any revenue off the building or receive any funds on the building. I shouldn't be taxed on the building itself this year going in 2012.
And we, as board members here, agree with you. Unfortunately, there's not a provision in Missouri law that allows us to take that giant step, but it is something that we are considering. So we have got your property paired with others that we're looking at as well. And we're also seeking counsel's advice to help us if we choose to move in that direction. You have a sympathetic board that is here, and all of us are listening to you, as well as the assessor sitting here. And to the person, I don't think you see any of us that are in opposition to what you've asked for. We're just looking for the avenue to pursue that.
Okay. I spoke with State Representative Don Phillips, and he indicated that this really wasn't a hard request to do, and this should be easily facilitated through the clerk's office. So, it happened in Joplin, and I thought we were way ahead of the game because I had called back in March, sir, right after the tornado, and I figured you guys were doing that between March and now where we're at in July for the last 4 months. Because I tried to take it not only from the clerk's level, I also took it through the assessor's office with James Tranahan and also with Sheila White. I've spoken with them, I've spoken with Don, I've spoken with the city, and now I've spoken with the clerk's office, which now led it to the Board of Legalization. So it wasn't like I just requested this today, sir. It's been going on for 4 or 5 months. I thought that's what you guys were in the process of working on to get resolved.
Well, today is the first day of Board of Equalization, and it's the first day that as a Board of Equalization we could take action on your request within the confines of what Missouri law allows us to do. We're aware of what the representative has told you. We also made him aware that there's no remedy under Missouri law that allows us to do what he has suggested would be an easy thing to do. We're all in the same camp. We're with him, and as a matter of fact, this group is trying to pursue legislation that would change that so this could be an easy course of action for us to take. We are, again, as I am telling you, very sympathetic with what your request is, and we're trying to find a way to act on that for you.
Okay.
And I'm...
Understood.
Let me ask if there's any other member of the board that is here, and again, I have you on the speakerphone, that wishes to address this. Guys, nobody? James?
That's just something that needs to be cleared up, and I apologize for our legislators not having it done. And we're trying. We adopted the resolution. We helped us take
What's
care
the statute
of
number, Christy?
The residential customers and residential citizens.
The statute provides relief
the process,
for residents, you know.
Commercial people
for the occupancy
left out. Years ago with the statute.
So we have already agreed before we called you that we will not make a motion today to deny based upon the lack of ability the legislature have given us, but rather
we're going to hold these and try to find a way to be helpful rather than part of the problem.
Okay. And I appreciate that. When do you guys think I will be getting correspondence, or will there be another hearing?
Well, what we're going to do, Mr. Motsuani, is talk with the other individuals that have like appeals as you. Under the Missouri Occupancy Law, which is Section 137.082, it sets forth what properties can be helped in this situation. It does not set forth commercial property, and that's what we're dealing with. But we will do our best to get back with you, I will say, within a week, depending on when the other appeals are made. I will not let you fall through the cracks. We will contact you.
I appreciate that. I really do, because I really could use the relief, especially after what's happened.
And we, again, every single one of us here appreciates that, and we are working towards trying to find a solution for you, sir.
I appreciate that. Is there anything that I can do on my end to be more proactive? I have to call Jay Nixon's office also. Is there anything else that I can do?
Well, if you know Don and he's a friend, tell him that he could introduce legislation that would fix this. I have no problem with telling you that I believe our assessor, as of January 1, under current law, can do something, but that doesn't help you for this year. So we're looking to that now.
Okay. Okay. Well, again, Don told me that I don't know about the legislation per se, but I would think the legislation was changed for Missouri at that time when the Joplin event happened, because Joplin is in the state of Missouri, sir, so I would assume that it was done at that time. But I will discuss with them that predicament. But he told me that there was some, leeway in this, and that's why he recommended I call the clerk's office.
Well, I tell you what, let me pursue this a little further for you. Since he has said that there was leeway, we'll be calling him and asking him just to show us where that's at so that we can jump right in the middle of this fix. And no, the General Assembly did not change the law following the Joplin tornado, not to the best of my ability and knowledge. But we are not going to give up on this, so I will recontact you.
I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate that. And I appreciate the board's time, and thank you, everybody, for your assistance today. And I hope we can come to a resolution that's satisfactory to everybody.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
What a tough situation. Well, while we're talking about it, before we bring up any other pieces of property, do we want to step out? Do we want to go through all the properties? Do we want to do the properties that come before us? Do we not? Guys, if I misspoke, I thought we were all of like thinking that this would be an easy vote for me if there was legislation in place that said, here's what you do.
It needs to be done and should have been done. Of course, though, it's all been talked about.
Yes.
The question really is, if we treat one or treat the two, what about all the other ones, the hundreds that didn't appeal yet? I mean, that's where do you stop? Where do you start? I mean, we go through Saturday or Friday appeals, is that right?
What percentage?
Friday.
Another question, Jim.
Well, Saturday.
What percentage?
Yeah. I mean, if we take all the structures off, I mean, I don't know. I had fun out in Darius.
They did?
Yeah. I've asked for, I sent him an email. I just asked him in writing what they did. So, because I don't know. I heard the same thing Don is saying, that they had taken structures off.
James, you contact the assessor over there and ask them as well.
I'll get hold of them. Last name is too.
That'd be the quickest.
Yeah. Okay. That was the last one we have for the day. We start tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock?
Yes.
8?
8 o'clock.
8.
Well, some of them get out of bed.
I know that the staff of the clerk's office has set this up so that for the last hour of the day, we can mull over what we have, what we've done. However, we voted earlier, as I said, to go back into county commission to executive session and out of executive session to continue the discussion of the salary study. And so we need to, we don't adjourn on a daily basis, BOB, we just continue the next day. So we're set for 8 a.m. tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Are we full all day tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Exciting.
By all day, you mean like 11?
8 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Our days normally run from 8 to 11?
I would.
Tomorrow we do have a sewer board meeting at 1 that I will go to. Jeff can do what he wants.
Okay.
And, we do have a, I had forgot about BOE, and Branson Bank has contacted us about a bank on property they're trying to peddle off to us. And I felt in fairness to them, before we could give them a yes or no answer, we would meet with them. So I will be pulling out quarter after 10. I don't know if Jeff will go with me or not.
Upgrade. It's saying we need upgrade.
Anyway, then after the meeting, I'll come back for sure, for sure.
When did they get a hold of you?
2 weeks ago or three. I mean, it's Tim Scott called and all excited, wanted to talk to me. I called him back, never heard anything for a week. And then Terry Dugan called, and then I tried to call him back and ended up with Dean Harmon. So I've talked to all three of the jokers. But anyway.
I thought they were going to
not that day.
Yes, sir.
Who swears your honor?
What?
Who swears by it?
Are we recessed?
I stand in recess until 8 a.m. as a board of equalization until tomorrow morning.
Did you see me?